This week on the podcast for new all-age comic books for October 16th, two great comic strips have some compilations out this week. Scooby-Doo, two Star Wars books that are totally different. What is the story of Doctor Who, Superman, He's Never Here, and much more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thank you for checking out the podcast this week for the all-age comic books. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. What is new? First off, if you would share this podcast with somebody, because there are a whole lot of parents out there who are looking for some cool comic books or some cool graphic novels or one-offs, whatnot, that are great for their young kids. And young kids, that age really varies. Sometimes we're going to pick up books that might be good for pre-K kids. We've got one that's good for pre-K students this week. But the gamut's going to run also all the way through lower high school. So check it out, and please share it with somebody. And we'll thank you with warm kitten memes online. Christmas is nigh. It is. It's just around the corner. And Star Wars has a cool pop-up book that is going to be good for those slightly older kids. It's not a board book per se, so it's going to be great for those elementary school kids who are still down with board books to an extent because this pops up and you can kind of create it. It's Star Wars, a Merry Sithmas pop-up book. You can make your own pop-up book. Of course, this is from the folks who own Star Wars now, Disney. But in this 3D book, you've got all of the favorites. You've got Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, and a whole lot more. It has lots of removable pieces, more than two dozen stickers, and step-by-step instructions on how to make your own 3D pop-up. So it's not going to be for those really young kids. But if you're in middle elementary school and you really want a fun Star Wars project craft, check out Star Wars, a Merry Sithmas pop-up book. Granted, it's not the first time a Merry Sithmas has been used, but this is from the folks who own Star Wars now, so party on. What's it retail? Retails for $16. So it's going to be, again, not for babies, but it's cool for those young kids who want to make their own craft. And we've got two crafty kids that this is perfect for. This is also perfect for them. Any elementary school kid, any elementary school library should hopefully have a subscription to this this bi-monthly comic book from DC Comics because it's awesome for those kids in elementary school, middle school, and high school, and older. I love reading this. It's Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And this is the lone Scooby-Doo title now because Scooby-Doo team-up has gone the way of the dodo. And this is the only way to get our Scooby fix because thankfully Scooby Apocalypse is also gone. But that was never really geared for the all-age audience. And what's neat about Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Is that this is fun. It's brand new stories. And they're really fun. They're great. The comic has grown so much in the past 5 years. 5 years ago when we first took a look at it, the art, I wasn't feeling the art. I wasn't feeling the story. And the production was not as high. Not as nearly as high as it is now. And this is great. It's a classy comic book. It's only $2.99. And kids love it. Our 8-year-old loves it. Our 10-year-old absolutely loves it. He's been collecting this since about issue 40, and that's what he saves his allowance money for, is he goes, with our permission and supervision, of course, he goes online to buy those earlier issues and buys them online until he can have all of them. So that's his collection. That's his scene. That's how good this comic book is. If you're looking for a way to help your local elementary school and they do not have a subscription to this comic book for only $2.99, well, that's $3 every 2 months. 3 times 6, $18 for less than $20, you can give your elementary school a gift that dozens and dozens of kids will love. Charlie Brown, they're still producing new strips on this. And new strips, I say under the caveat of in graphic novel collected form. Charlie Brown, all tied up. This is from Andrews McMeel Publishing. This is the 13th Peanuts book. And it's awesome. It's great. It's as classic as you remember. And each one of these Snoopy Peanuts books, that's how ubiquitous Snoopy is. The strip is certainly called Peanuts, but you call it Snoopy because Snoopy's the jam and you think of him as the main character, but he's not. Apologies, Peanuts. Charlie Brown All Tied Up. It's a new graphic novel. It's going to be great for, again, ages, grades, elementary school and up. And the publisher via, it says ages 7 to 12. But this is a great graphic novel. And I say graphic novel because it does collect strips, some that are original, specifically created for this, and some that might be reprints that are newly drawn. But it's great stuff. It's really classic. Just warms the heart. And I like that our 10-year-old likes Peanuts so much, too. And that's why we like it. I grin and look down as I do this. Marcy, Snoopy, the Valentine's Day dance, Peppermint Patty, all of that stuff is in here and more. And it has a poster on the back of Charlie Brown. You can't beat this. It's awesome. Charlie Brown All Tied Up. Buy it retail for $10. So if you buy it through some of the links, it will cost even less. Also from Andrews McMeel Publishing out this week is this great collected strip series, A Baby Blues Collection, Surviving the Great Indoors. In a way, kids may not like this. Kids may read it, and they will like some of it. But the main audience for this is going to be those middle schoolers to an extent and their parents. And granted, this is the podcast for kids, and hey, kids, what books are good for you? But parents, this is a comic strip that's going to ring straight to your heart. You will read every one of them and understand them. And much like the classics, like Calvin and Hobbes, where Calvin and Hobbes is, it's one of those comic strips that parents or kids could look at and laugh hysterically, but laugh at different things. That is very similar to the way that A Baby Blues Collection and their comic strips are, and especially this new collected companion, Surviving the Great Indoors. Retails for $19, but it's thick. It's a thick collection of comic strips that is hilarious. It is a tad ironic that one of the great superheroes of all time is rarely spoken about on this podcast, and that's because most of the stuff that he does is not really key for the all-age audience. Middle schoolers are going to be cool with some of his comic books, but Superman isn't here that often. He is here this week. Da-da-da! Again, I use it. That must be my super theme song for the week, subconsciously. Superman Smashes the Klan. This is a miniseries. And issue 1 of 3 is out this week. And this is a true story, a fascinating story. We first heard about this under a book by the same name, Superman versus the Ku Klux Klan. We read this as a book a couple years ago, and it is fascinating because it details how the creators of Superman, how they kind of, they were Jewish. And of course, back in the early 40s, there was a lot of political strife, a lot of things happening. And this was their way to kind of stick it to them. And it worked. It was also a radio serial back in the day. And now it is a 3-issue miniseries from DC Comics. And it's drawn in such a way that it's more accessible for kids. I'll say specifically middle schoolers and up, just because of the art. When you look at the art, it's not as realistic, not as hard as the current DC comic books featuring Superman, but it's not as soft as some of the ones that are going to be specifically for all ages. That's why this is going to be great for middle schoolers and up who are looking for something true, that has true elements while still being a nice superhero story. And this one, it is quite fictionalized to an extent, because it happens after World War II, when the Lee family moves from Metropolis's Chinatown to the center of the city, and some of the Midtowners don't take too kindly to them. So Superman has to kind of get buck wild. But there is some kidnapping and other stuff. Other family strife that younger kids will not like, and it may not be cool for them, But middle schoolers, yeah, check it out. And it's good fun. And there's a great cat behind this. Jean Luen Yang, fabulous creator. I'm looking at some of his graphic novels over there. The Coder series. That's what it is. Secret Coders. He did that. Great stuff. The only downside to this miniseries is that the first issue retails for $7.99. Wow. But it's going to be thicker than the average comic book. And it's going to have some quality to it. So check it out. Could be your cup of tea. And it could be a nice chance to introduce the kids to Superman. A character who they may not be... who they know. But they certainly don't know that much about. Just because of the fact that they haven't seen him online. Or on in the movie theater, really. Kind of a pity that. You have to think about that, too. Because, wow, they've had so many chances to do this right for kids. They being DC in the movies, and they haven't. That's out this week. Also this week, two of the best all-age comic books out there, and we this is the true definition of all-age comic books, because they're great for elementary school, any age elementary school. They're going to be okay with the content in this. Some of the words they may not be able to handle, but the content is awesome, and it does not water down the action. It just makes it age-appropriate to where those kids in middle school and up will want to read this and say, this is pretty cool. It's not lame. It's awesome. The first up is this Marvel Action Black Panther. Issue number 4 is out. I love this series from IDW Publishing, where they've partnered with Marvel Comics, because Marvel Comics kind of wised up and said, IDW does this a little better than us. So why don't we let IDW Publishing handle some of the all-age comic books? And that's what's happening here with this Black Panther issue, this Black Panther series, and the rest of the Marvel action ones that they do, like the Avengers, Spider-Man, and other things. It's great. In this one, every 25 years, Wakanda's ruler trades places with one of his subjects to gain a better perspective on the kingdom. What's going to happen when T'Challa finds a vibranium refinery and maybe things aren't going quite as kosher there as we would like? Keep in mind, this is great for ages 6 and up, and it's fabulous. It really is. If your kid is more into the, the science fiction angle, check out this. It's Star Wars Adventures Return to Vader's Castle. This is going to skew just a little bit up because it's going to be a little heavier on the action. And that's going to be great if you've got an action kid, especially if you've got an action Star Wars kid. This is a nice little miniseries that has the same vein, the same vibe, because you can see Star Wars Adventures versus Marvel Adventures, except it's in the Star Wars, through the Star Wars lens. And it is great. Check out this miniseries. If this tickles your fancy, check out Star Wars Adventures, the ongoing miniseries that is also out there, whereas this is the Star Wars Adventures regular series. I got kind of confused. This is the miniseries, and it's out this week. Retails for $3.99. Unplugged and Unpopular. I am so glad I went to high school when there was no social media. No phones to take my picture. Nobody doing anything. Because, man, social media, I love it at times. But I'm not on it that much. Because it can really kick you in the gut, self-esteem-wise. And to an extent, that's what this is. Unplugged and Unpopular. It takes the case of a girl who does not have her phone. But when she doesn't have her phone, she sees things that others do not see. She sees aliens taking over the area, small furry aliens running around, kidnapping people, doing things. Who is this going to be good for? It's an original graphic novel, and I'll say it's going to be good for those kids in middle school and up who were good for something original and funny with a twist of science fiction. It retails for $12.99. It's also a thick book. I think you'll like it. It's Unplugged and Unpopular. If you've got a middle schooler or if you're in middle school and looking for something fun and different, bit left to center, check it out. It's out this week. And coming up also within the week, we're going to have the full proper review of this on the website. Doctor Who. These comic books are awesome. You say to yourself, they're a little complex for my kid. They're a little complex for me. And they might be, but content-wise, they're going to be cool. In other words, it's not going to be gratuitous, not going to be violent. They're going to be things that middle school kids can handle conceptually. It's more the fact, do they want to read them? I like Doctor Who. I want my kids to like Doctor Who because it's very smart. It's a smart series. It allows them to think and just kind of grow their mind. What is the story of Doctor Who? Kids love this series. The what is stories. Like what is whatever. What is or who was. It's that series that you've seen that every kid loves. I teach ESL online. And one of the kids today was telling me, I like the what is stories. I like the who is stories. Granted, the books they read, they're not the same ones we're reading. They're in Chinese. Some of the content might be the same. This one is going to be around the world popular because Doctor Who's cool. What is the story of Doctor Who? It takes a look at how Doctor Who happened, what's the true story, and its kind of impact on society, on culture, especially British society, but also around the world and how it happened. Love it. Who is great for this series? The What Is series? I'll say upper elementary school and up. It's going to be comfort reading for those middle schoolers, especially those high schoolers, if they still read this. It's going to present bite-sized information for those older readers if they need to read something. Think of it like Cliff Notes. That's a good way to think of it. But this series is awesome. Plus, it's pretty affordable. Only $12.79 if you buy it through some of the links. That is, what is the story of Doctor Who?
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.